whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
I'm really excited about my Welsh guest today. In my opinion, one of the coolest person in the game. He is among the best live performer and have been for almost three decades. Welcome, Benji Webb from Skindred. Great to have you here. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. I'm better for seeing you, young lady. Here, all is good and nice. Shireen, boom.
Thank you so much. Where in the world are we catching you right now?
I'm in my little recording studio at home. This is what I call the Crimson Doom Room. It's where all the magic happens in my band, Skindred. Yeah, this is where I record all the lyrics and write all the songs in this room. So it's a very magical place.
Looks really cozy.
Oh, it's called the Crimson Doom Room. It's definitely, it's beautiful in the summer and it's lovely in the winter. I'm winning in this room. This is my winning zone.
Perfect. A question I always ask at the beginning, what's the rock song of your life? It can even be one of your own.
Wow, the rock song of my life. Yeah, I'll be honest with you, that's not easy to answer. Wow, the rock song of my life. I have so many songs and songs of guitar-based music. But you know what? The rock song of my life, just because it changes so much and the lyrics are very emotive and hard and then they're soft and then there's love and then there's... I would say the rock song of my life is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Great choice.
And just because it moves so much. It's like me, you know, it just moves and moves and moves. You know, one minute you're in an opera, next minute you're in a punk rock club. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, and it's an evergreen. So now to your album. It's finally getting warm outside and your new album, You Got This, somehow feels like the perfect soundtrack for this exact season. Was that your plan or did you already have that summer vibe in mind when you were writing?
I think we do write well. We do write music that uplifts people. I think when I was a child and I wanted to make bands, it was always bands that uplifted in me and made me feel good. So when it came to writing songs, well, I think Skindred is the perfect encouraging, uplifting, motivating. We're the best of that. That's what we do. And I love it because I hear so many good positive messages from people who are not having a good time. And when they discover Skindred, their time is better. And that makes my life better.
That's true. I have a favorite song.
And what is that?
Can I get a woo-hoo?
Yeah, a lot of people are digging that. You're going to have to wait until we come over and play that song for you. Yeah. It's funny because when we play live, whereas before I was worried about, I wonder how this song is going to go down. But I knew when I wrote that song in this little room, I knew that there was magic in there and people just love it. It's so good. And I'm so glad, Sherry, knew that you actually dig it. That's great. That's really cool.
What did the writing process for the album Octu look like? Do you start with the music or do the themes and the lyrics come first?
You know, I mean, very rarely do I pick up anything or write. So what happens is the boys will send me pieces of music. And it was funny because Aria wrote Can I Get Her? And it was one of the first songs he's ever written. It's normally Mikey who does more. And it was just great, you know. So it's not like, there's not like a specific way to do it. We just, sometimes I'll get a melody or a chorus and I'll take it to the guys. But no, there's no magic. It's just the vibe.
Okay. And was it clear to you from the start which direction the album should take? Or is...
You know, I mean, we're as a band, we've got 9 studio albums now. And I always wanted to be making dance, punk, reggae, all in one song. I've always wanted to make music which brings people together. And if you listen to our first album, Babylon, and then there's 9 albums to You Got This. And it's always been using them elements. And, you know, I mean, by any means necessary, I want to make you rock. Unless that's it, but I don't care. You know, so I think we've always done that. But I think this is more fine-tuned now.
You said 9 albums. Was there a conscious decision to do something differently for this album compared to...
No, I'll be honest with you. You know, I don't really think it's very different. It's the same recipe. It's the same, you know, it's like baking a cake. It's the same recipe, you know. We're using the punk, the reggae, the rock, anything to make the people move. And we've been doing that. I think sometimes, though, you have to get to a certain age where lyrics are different, you know. I think it's more like fine-tuned. Skin Dread are now fine-tuned. On album number 9, you got this. We're more fine-tuned, I think.
And when did you realize, okay, now we have really an album and not just a collection of individual songs?
I didn't realize that until I played it. I'll be honest with you, when we finished the record, I didn't really listen to the record so much. And then when the record came out, I was only listening to the songs that we did videos for. So it was, honest to God, it was only recently that when we started promoting the album, that people were when we were doing sign-ins, it was being played through the speakers. And it was the first time I listened to the album as a body of work from beginning to end. And when I heard it, I was like, this is good shit. This is good. You know, and it wasn't like, oh yeah, I have a master plan. Now it is good. It wasn't like that. I fell in love with the album and I fell in love with the songs over again because I didn't listen to them until we started promoting it, you know?
Were there any songs that didn't make it onto the album?
Well, we wrote about 20 songs, 25 songs. So there's a lot of stuff just hanging around. But I think sometimes when we're writing, I'm very precious over the songs. And we don't need a producer. We need a referee to calm the situation down, you know. And what I found was that sometimes when you're crying over, oh, I want this part of the song. I want it. It got to be there. It's got... No one cares. No one cares. So I think if you're in a band, you have to learn to trust the process. And the guy who produced the album, Jay Ruston, fantastic producer, I think he really got the best songs out of us for You Got This.
Trust and believe. Was there a song that really got on your nerves?
I'll be honest with you. It's like when you do a demo, I get this, there's a terrible disease that musicians get. And the name of the disease is called demoitis. So you fall in love with the rough versions of the songs. So anybody who tries to change it, all of a sudden they're your enemy. You're trying to spoil my song, you know, it's like that. But you have, like I said, you have to trust the process. And every song on the album is very different from the demo. But I fell in love with the demos, and it's my own fault because you got to learn to share the burden with people and let people help you through the song process. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad.
Okay, which track changed the most during the writing or recording process?
I've got to think about this. I don't want to rush into the question, so I'm going to think. Which changed the most? I say there's a song on the album called Broke that I, in my mind, it was going to be a certain way, in a certain style and like a bit more heavy, a bit more punk rock. And the guys wanted to move it in a different direction. So I was crying like a baby. You're killing my song. You're killing my song. But I'm glad I listened to the producer and I'm glad I listened to the guys in the band because now I think Broke is one of my favorite songs on the album.
Perfect.
So that worked out well for me.
Was there a moment in the studio that really stuck with you?
I think what I enjoyed in the studio this time around more than ever before, Jay Ruston, the guy who produced the album, I think what it's easy when you're in a band to fall into arguments in the studio. And sometimes you feel like you're not getting the fair shot, you know, and sometimes you can't explain it. But what Jay Ruston did for Skin Dread, he had this thing called We Had to Audition Everything, which I think it was so fair and it made the album much more fair than any other album before because basically whatever idea you had, he would allow you to implement the idea. He would allow you to work on the idea. And once it was finished, everybody would sit back and go, yes or no. And I thought that was fair because then it really got the truth out of the song. So that was something that stayed with me, auditioning parts of the song that you were writing. I thought that was a great idea.
You talked about the band at the studio. How do creative disagreements play out for you after almost 30 years? Are there heated discussions in the studio or do you know pretty much exactly when something works?
I think everyone does know when something works, but sometimes you really have to get the chance to express yourself. And yeah, it does get heated. It does get heated. People, we're grown men now, so we got to try to express ourselves in without throwing the baby in the bathwater out, you know? So we got to try to express yourself. And sometimes you can say the wrong thing and it'll affect somebody and it's not cool. So we try to think about how we express to each other about the goal, about the writing process or what we want in a song. And I think with age, you know, it comes wisdom. And I think you just got to learn to express yourself in the right way without upsetting anyone, which I didn't think that happened so much on this record.
Nice. Benji, how personal are the lyrics on this album to you?
You know what? Every song on this album, every song is based on true events of my life. From the last one to the from You Got This, from the first one to the last song, which is called Give Thanks. Every song is definitely personal, and it's taken from real life events of my life and, you know, what has affected me. And I think, like I said, there's 10 songs on there, and every one of them, if you name one, I could tell you something about it, you know.
With your personality and attitude you bring to your songs, is this all conscious songwriting, or is there any spontaneous emotions?
I think, you know, when you're given a piece of music, as a songwriter, I'm given a piece of music and it's just, I can't play anything, so I'm just given the music. And I really believe that the music talks to me and it tells it, and the music will pull out of me what it wants me to say. And that's from the beginning of this album to the end of it. That's how I felt, that the music was speaking to me to say about, you know, about loss and about love and about anger and about being there for your friends. And all these things I've mentioned are all stuff which are on the album. There's 10 songs on there, and every one of them have got that kind of feel to it, you know. And it's just very truth. The lyrics on this album are more truth than I've ever been, you know.
Were there any musical influences on this album that you might not immediately pick up on?
No, I'll be honest with you, this is what we do. I mean, the best thing for me is having Aria started to write music more than he ever done before, because it's like fresh. You know, because normally the other guys who sort of write the music, but having Aria start to come with some sort of ideas, it felt very fresh. It didn't feel like that. You know, most bands, you know, how many bands, you know, have got 9 albums? Not many. But I just think that this album, it's a very new beginning for Skindred. You know, it's a new start, it's very new in that. And I think writing the songs, like I said about writing the songs that really mattered, and where the inspiration for the songs came from, was really important to me as well. Because I think having people tell you that they connect with the song and they relate to the song and it's helped them, I think that is priceless. When I get a text saying, oh my God, I listened to You Got This and it helped me through my life and this... that's what music for me. That I don't care about anything more. If I just got messages from people about their life and how much the music has affected them in the right way, positive, lifting them up, my job is done. I've done a great job.
Okay. What does the album You Got This say about you as a band in 2026 after so many albums?
You Got This says to me that we are so relevant. We are so now. Sometimes the world got to catch up, and you guys are just catching up now. So welcome to the party. It's like, you know, I mean, the title of the song, You Got This, the name of the album, was inspired by me going to the gym. I love going to the gym. I might not look like it, but I enjoy going to the gym. It's something that I find very uplifting and positive for my brain and for my mental health well-being. And I went to the gym, and at the gym, I went to a spin class. Have you ever been to a spin class?
Yes.
Don't go. It's crazy. Don't do it.
You're not. Is it with the bicycles?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's painful. So anyway, I was in the spin class, and at the time we were thinking about the name of an album to call what to call this body of work, and I went to spin class, and it was hard. I was on the bike. It was killing me, you know. But one thing that really helped the whole people, everybody in the class, the instructor, she kept shouting, "You've got this." And I thought, wow, you've got this. And that them 3 words really helped me finish the class. So when I finished the class, I was like, oh, I was drinking water. I was dead. I was dead on my feet. And I went outside, and as I was leaving the gym, I seen a personal trainer that I know, and he was working with a guy who had a stroke, and he was doing rehabilitation. And the guy was working, and he was learning to walk again. And what struck me the most in my heart, just like I had in the spin class, the personal trainer said, "You've got this." And I thought, wow. He said that to the guy, and the guy pushed a little harder, and he did what he had to do. And I thought, what a word to say to people, "You got this." With all the troubles in the world today, with all the pain and all the hardship, to say you got this, and just the words alone, just the, them three little words, if I can just encourage people and know that, yes, the your children are crazy, but you got this, you know, the world is in a terrible place, but we got this, you got this. And I just felt like I wanted to say something on our ninth studio album, which was to help lift up and encourage and empower people. So calling the album You Got This was, I think, was a great step in the right direction to help others.
What a great story.
Thank you.
Thank you for telling. Live performance is especially important to you when it comes to your music. Was the focus during the songwriting also more on what really rocks life?
No, I mean, one thing I do know that a lot of the songs that we've started playing live, you know, You Got This goes down so well. This Is The Sound is a great song that the people connect with, and for me, Can I Get a Whoop Whoop, that's something else. I mean, that is something that people, I just see people's, the lights turn on in their mind, you know, and that song for me is about my life as a child, because I lost my parents very early. By the time I was 12 years of age, both parents had passed away, and I came from a very beautiful mother and a father that loved each other dearly. And I was the youngest child, so I was like spoiled. But when I lost my parents, my life got hard because I wasn't that spoiled anymore. I was just that kid. And I wondered as a teenager, what would my life be? And I spent so many hours being concerned and being overwhelmed with what would I be? What would my life become? And Can I Get Her? It's just basically asking the question, what will my life become? And you know what? Due to the perseverance of what in music, I got out of life what I intended to. So that's a good thing.
That's a really good thing. The story, thank you for telling.
Thank you.
After almost 30 years, were there any songwriting tradition on this album? Or maybe, do you have any traditions before your gigs?
No, we just, we do what they call a fist bump. Everybody does this. You know, I think we get on the same page and feel each other's energy through that. You know what I mean? You know what I love about performing? Dressing up in the clothes. I love all the, because I wear a lot of different hats, glasses, and I love that. For me, standing in the wings of the show with my sequin jackets on or whatever I got on, something crazy and something out there, I love that part of the show. I think that's magical. When I was a little boy and used to do the school play, the Christmas play, and everyone was dressed up, I used to love the dress rehearsal. So I'm still happy to get dressed and go on stage. It's something magical. And when you go out, when you step into the clothes to go on stage, it is like putting Superman's cape on, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
How long does wear the album process? From the beginning to the end?
I'd say, well, on this album, it was about 8 months from sitting in this room to going into the recording studio and finishing the album. It's about 8 months. I like to get as much music as possible together because I do like, because I don't, you know, different songs can become more, it's like a race when you put all the songs on the line, you know, and different songs can do this. And as you go along, the song you thought was going to be the number one champion, great song, it sort of falls back because when you start working on it with other people and letting other people put their energy into the song, they get better and some drop back and some go forward, you know? But I think with this record, there's 10 songs and they all really stand up strong against each other.
And if you recommend just one song of the album to your fans, which one would it be and why?
Wow. I think, you know, you got me here. I would think,
Got this.
Yeah, I think You Got This is a song, the story, I mean, the whole inspiration of the lyrics. As a songwriter who wants to help people, who wants to uplift my fellow human beings, and I think You Got This is a great storyline, and it could help those down the road in life. And I've had so many messages since the album came out of people having their own journey and saying how much they were playing for a job and they got the job and they kept playing You Got This. And it just, you know, it's just emotive and it's just something that pushes people along. And I think when you got that, you got this.
And it's like the story of the album, I think.
Yeah, exactly. It says it all. It really does, you know. And you know what's funny? That You Got This was the last song to be recorded for the album.
That's not funny.
Yeah, not the first, last, definitely.
Thanks for being here, and thank you so much for this cool conversation. I hope you come back on tour to Germany.
Take care now, bye.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.